Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
We start this podcast with Mindy asking me, hey, what kind of overalls are they? What's the brand?
Yeah. Well, they look like the brown of Carhartt, but...
No, they're Carhartt. They're Liberty.
They're knockoffs?
I think they're from Harbor Freight.
Yes.
Harbor Freight knockoffs.
Harbor Freight,
yeah.
Carhartt knockoffs. I love it.
Mindy, come on. I have a wife and three kids. I can't afford these expensive Carhartt things.
I agree.
For those just listening, Joe's wearing overalls.
Yes.
That are pretty stylish.
Brown overalls. They look nice, actually.
They do.
He kind of looks like Bob the Builder.
I'm a little jealous.
And look what's on them. Paint, stucco, dirt. So we removed the Christmas tree from the backyard. It's over. We've moved on.
Yes.
And I had sap on me, and I cut the tree up, and it's over the backyard. All right. So welcome to our podcast. We do it every Friday, 8:30 till 9. And who's going to go first and pick some questions? Now, remember, this is only as good as you folks make it. We need your fun questions. Yeah. Brownbag@WNEP.com. Brownbag@WNEP.com. We crumble them up. We put them in there. And we never know what we're going to get.
I think Joe should go first. Does he ever go first?
I don't think so.
He went first last time.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow, well, your hand's already in there.
Yeah, just go for it.
How do you I hope it's a good one.
Yes. That's funny. I listen to the podcast later on.
Oh, yeah, remember, she listens multiple times a week.
Wait, a handwritten one. Is this allowed?
What?
I don't know where this came from. What are your thoughts on all-inclusive resorts?
Interesting.
Whose handwriting is that?
We
have no rules, so someone within the building put this in here.
Someone came to the anonymous.
It's a good question, though.
It is a great question.
So... I personally hate stuff like that.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
That doesn't surprise me.
I always want to do, I don't need to be entertained. I don't need people to say, go here, do this, eat this. I just want to be free and easy. So I don't like all-inclusive anything. I don't even want to like resorts.
Well, in a way, it is free and easy because you don't have to think about where you're going to eat. You don't have to, I mean, everything's just right there for you. I've only done one all-inclusive resort in my life just because I did want the experience, but I hardly ever do them because I'm more independent. I like to do my own thing.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I want to do my own thing. Even when I was a kid.
But it does make it easier, though.
But you remember, like, when you were a kid and you went to summer camp, and then here comes the camp counselor, and he's got his whistle, and he's like, hey, everybody, let's play badminton. Come on over. I'd be like, just let me be. I don't want to play badminton. Let me go with my buddies and do my own thing.
You're not a joiner.
I'm not a joiner, and this is an example of that. So, no, I don't like it. Nikki, you an all-inclusive person?
I went on one.
Okay.
And I really liked it.
Where'd you go? What'd you do?
Turks and Caicos. I was there for a wedding.
Nice.
It was super expensive, but we didn't have to worry about tipping. We didn't have to worry about our drinks or our food. But Darren, my boyfriend, says he will not do it. He's so against it.
The more I hear about this guy,
what did he not like?
Darren is really cool.
Everything that you just said.
Yeah, he said.
He goes, I want to do my own thing.
He
goes, I would rather stay in just some random place.
Yes.
With the random people all around me, have to find my own food.
Yes.
And for me, I would rather stay in the all-inclusive.
Plus, these all-inclusive places, it's all fake. They make you feel like you're so special, and that's an act.
Which is kind of nice in a way.
Leave me alone.
But the all-inclusive food, I didn't think... I mean, it wasn't authentic Turks and Caicos food. It was American.
That's the problem.
That's most resorts you go to.
Yeah.
You're just getting the food.
They think you want American food because you're American.
So we did an all-inclusive before we had kids, like right before we had kids. And it was one in Riviera Maya. It was adults only. And I will say it was really nice.
Yeah.
And I wasn't into that much either. But it wasn't one that had like activities all the time and stuff like that. It just had a lot of options for what you could do.
Activities are the worst.
The restaurants were actually really good. And there was a whole variety of restaurants.
Uh-huh.
So we had a good time. The other all-inclusive I went to was shortly after college. And all I was thinking about is that a certain part of it was free, and I didn't have to pay for drinks.
Oh, okay.
So
what are you saying?
I don't know.
Would you go or would you not? You know, rather.
I don't think so.
I'd rather be dropped in the woods and do a Naked and Afraid than being an all-inclusive.
Really?
Than doing all-inclusive
okay.
anything.
No, I think they're fun, but I do a lot of times when I travel, it depends on what you're looking for. Do you want to just lie on the beach and have somebody bring you umbrella drinks?
No.
Or do you want to learn about a culture?
And the vacation we went on was just go to a resort and hang out in the nice weather during the winter. And it was great.
Yeah, I usually like travel hard, learn about cultures, like to see all the stuff, meet the actual people rather than the resort workers. But it is
nice. See, what we learn
here
is everyone's different. Yeah. I don't want to learn about culture. I don't want to meet anyone. Really? I want to do things. Hike, mountain bike.
I mean, I like doing that too.
It is interesting. You realize that about people and their vacation styles. It's all
so different.
Yeah, it's all over the board. So different. And that's great. That's the way it should be.
Yeah. A world of oneness would be horrible.
Yeah.
Because I like a vacation where it's just relax and be at the beach. But then I also like a vacation where we're doing stuff
where
all the time.
Doing stuff.
Yeah, I think I need both. Yeah.
John, what about you and me on a naked and afraid scenario? Just dropped into the woods.
No thanks.
That answers that question.
Yep.
He says, yep. Who's
no
up?
No thanks.
It's Nikki's turn. Nikki, please save us.
So Darren and I have to hang out.
You do.
Well, yeah, really, you he's great.
He's a really cool guy.
He will not do an all-inclusive. There's no way. I really like 16 Plus. It has helped me find a way to get rid of the cable. By canceling my cable, I was able to save over $70 per month. I am hoping since 16 Plus is new, it will get better. Maybe lose the old snowplow opening picture.
Yeah, what does she
I'm
mean?
I'm not sure which one that is.
I'm not sure either.
I don't know.
But she brings up a point for a lot of folks that drop your cable. We're not really advising that, but it's an option. I did that.
Yeah.
And a lot of TV stations have apps, not just ours, and you can watch them anywhere on the planet. And I think the cable industry is aware of this, and they know things are changing. You know, who knows what's going to happen 5-10 years down the road, but it's happening, baby. I can't watch ABC, NBC, or CBS programming. I don't have cable at my house.
Well, you can get an antenna.
Where I live, it's tough to even get signal.
Is it?
But
okay.
That's a very good point. If you get apps and then just put up a digital antenna, you can
that's
probably...
That's what we did.
Yeah.
We have an antenna.
Yeah, if you live in the metro area, you don't need cable
I'm
at
like
all.
Back to the 1960s. I have an antenna on our roof and get all the local stations, and then we have the different apps to get the other things that
but
we need.
But your cable, so you don't have a cable bill.
We don't have a cable bill at all, so we pay for internet. And then we saved, when we went from what we had to what we're doing now, we saved well over $100.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
And we still get almost all of the content that we had before. The thing I've learned about, and I think that a lot of people are realizing this, is that you really have to do your research and figure it out, because a lot of people are getting rid of the cable and then going, say, to YouTube TV and Netflix and all these other stuff.
And
then in the end, it really is just as much as you were paying for cable.
Yeah. Right.
So, you got to do the work for yourself when you're doing it, but we figured it out to save a lot of money.
I have the Weather Channel because I used to have that on my cable subscription, and when I dropped it, I don't have it. And that's $40 a year for the Weather Channel. That's nothing.
Wow, that's nothing.
And Paramount Plus also about $40 a year. I get some CBS stuff. That's all I need.
Really?
And then I have,
what about the History Channel? That's one of my favorites.
You can probably – do they have an app?
Yeah, I think
so. My son
so.
Got me a Curiosity Stream. That satisfies that history kind of
urge. Is Mr. Curiosity on that?
We have one that's like has those – it has all the stuff but sports. Because sports is what really adds makes streaming expensive, or one of the big ones. But,
So you just don't get to watch sports?
We figure it out. We, you know, go places. But the reality is a lot of the sports I watch
are you
on
pirating
the local,
sports?
No,
because
they're on local
someone gave
TV.
Us,
I'm just kidding.
That's
yeah.
why
gave
we actually
secret.
That's the main reason we got the antenna is so we get
this,
all the sports that are on the networks.
Someone told me you bought a thumb drive from some guy in Old Forge and it gives you free everything.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I just had to pull in the parking lot and roll down the window. Now we get all the TV we need.
I can just picture John Meyer in some seedy parking lot. Oh, I don't think that'll happen.
Let's all do this quick. What was your highest cable bill before you made the change? I think mine was $160 or something.
Really? Mine was like $230.
$230?
Yeah.
It was over $100.
Yeah, ours was around $150, $160. Yeah.
Why was I being charged so much
stuff.
More?
I
didn't.
Well, and that's the other thing. If you talk to people, what people pay is all over the place.
All over the place, yeah.
Because some people do the little trick where they call the cable company and say,
right.
Dropping it,
yeah,
and then they get a deal for 6 months.
Right,
I
did get sick of doing that though too. Like I did that several times, but you do feel weird after a while.
There you go. We
so
got
it's,
options.
I'm on my friend's YouTube TV, but now it says, "Oh, you need to check in from this area, and you can't watch content." So,
well, Nick, you're admitting a crime right in front of everyone. You can't be on your friend's YouTube
she
TV.
She was just
you're
kidding.
Not
a crime.
You should have said, "There's a friend who's on their friend's YouTube."
Right.
TV.
Yeah, you
a
know
friend
somebody.
Friend of a friend that you heard of.
Yeah.
That does this. I'm going to save Nikki.
They're cracking down.
They are actually.
They are. A lot of the
Netflix is too. Yeah. Yeah. You have to like get your own now. Unfortunately.
All right. This is from Todd. All right.
John's nervous. It's He's uncomfortable.
It's not a question. It's just a like a comment.
Spit it out,
two
buddy.
Guys in a row, or 2 days in a row, you used cats in your forecast. As you know, cats are evil, and two, you're turning into a crazy cat lady.
Oh.
Crazy cat lady.
My cat persona is misunderstood. I don't dislike cats. I don't hate cats. I have no desire for them in my life. I'll leave it at that.
I would say you dislike them.
I don't dislike them.
You just don't want one?
I love all creatures on planet Earth. They all have their fit. But they
what about scorpions?
They don't do anything for me. I would love scorpions. I love how they lift up their
tail,
abdominal pincher, and they look threatening.
And
snakes.
Sting you.
Horses are beautiful creatures. A lot of people love horses. Mm-hmm. I have no need for a horse in my life.
Really?
No.
Year of the horse.
So cats, I'm not a cat guy. It is, wait, it is the year of the horse.
The year of the horse.
And I have a horse head, so this is perfect. It's my year.
It's the year of Joe.
It's the year of
Joe.
Congratulations.
Wow.
What about you guys? Nikki, are you a cat person?
No.
Why do you say it like, you? Of course not, I hate cats. That's what you just...
I'm a dog person.
Yeah.
I'm a bird person.
Yeah, I'm not a cat person.
Oh, we've had this one before. Should I get rid of it?
Yeah. Wait,
you can read it.
Sometimes there are repeats. I just think if you have a cat over a dog, they're easier for sure. Don't you think cats are easier than dogs?
I would think, because they have a litter box.
Yeah, and you have a less threshold for love if you have a cat over a dog.
Oh, boy, Mindy, you better move us along.
Yes, I better move us along. All and right. And not, no topic can move us along better than Tom Clark, right?
Oh, okay,
so
here we go.
So this says, who's this from? This is from Chris. Have you ever seen the commercials with Tom Clark for Birchwood Estates? Chris and 44. They are great commercials. I love seeing those.
We can discuss this for the rest of the podcast.
I know.
So
they're the best.
I'm in communication with Tom, and this has never came up. I never asked him about it. I should.
You should.
Do you guys have any information?
No.
On the commercials?
Yes.
I just assume he's...
Have you seen them, John? Why
yes,
are you being coy?
I've seen them.
Well, it seems like you know something.
I know how they're done.
Oh, that's right. Well, they weren't done originally.
What,
like
do you feel
that.
Like you can't say anything?
I probably could. He records a little part of it now for the fresh ones in front of just some trees in Washington State.
Yeah.
And then they...
There's the ones where he's on the carriage in the
right,
Birchwood Estate.
Right, he was there.
He was there.
Well, how do you know this?
Because I remember them.
Well, and someone told me.
Okay, so let's back up. So Birchwood Estates is where?
Old Forge? Or Taylor?
Something like that.
Wonderful community retirement place.
Yes.
And Tom Clark has become their spokesperson.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tom retired in 2017. Could you believe it's 9 years
ago
already?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I feel like he was just here.
I know. But he's a local celebrity, and he has the influence to – you see him on TV. What he says – he's one of those guys. If I saw him selling anything, I'd be like, I got to do that. That's legit.
I agree.
Because he's so honest and true.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the perfect spokesperson.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But he is in the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. And he is somehow doing these commercials from there, John, you're saying?
That at least one of them, that's how I asked the question because I wondered how did Tom Clark up
and they're not flying him across country to Old Forts to do a commercial.
No.
And the reality is, I mean, he just needs some trees in the background and he's still Tom Clark.
And
it's not dishonest, I don't think.
No, I don't think.
No. And Joe makes the best point. I mean, Tom Clark, he was beloved.
Yes.
So if you're an advertiser around here and Tom's now out of the news and he's able to do this, I think it's great.
Yeah,
if I saw him on a commercial and he said, go to the store and buy Rice-A-Roni, I'd be like, I'm going
you're
to the
ready
store.
To move to Birchwood Retirement Community.
And eat some San Francisco treats.
Tom Clark said you should go, and you're ready to go.
I would do anything he says. So
Tom Clark says jump, I'm going to jump.
I'm going to jump. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. It's the perfect spokesperson. And do they pay him? I guess. I don't know.
Assume.
How much? We have no clue. We don't know any of these details.
And maybe the latest one he did come back for. But I do know at least one.
And then what? There's a horse and buggy you're saying on one? Or
that was a long time ago.
The little insider information I have, and this will make you love Tom Clark even more. Is that he wants it to be in front of like a backdrop that could be Pennsylvania, that the weather at that time would be legit for Pennsylvania at the time of the year the commercial could run. Like
he cared about that.
He
didn't just mail it in.
He doesn't know because it's Tom.
Aww, Tom Clark.
I wish he'd come back and do some weather forecasts for us. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice.
That'd be so great.
He's the man who changed my life. He gave me a shot when I was a part-timer here in 1993. And if he weren't on the planet, who knows what I would
Who knows?
Be.
Did Did he see your talent, like the early
Joe? The funny part is he saw my love for meteorology, and that's what he said. Because he knew I was this nerdy guy who loved it as much as he did, and we connected. And he gave me a shot. I had no broadcasting experience. So
that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I loved the guy.
And you think of those moments in your life, those little things, and it changes everything.
It changes everything. One man changed, my entire life.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yep.
He changed our lives, too.
He's an awesome dude.
Awesome.
Because we wouldn't be working with Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, it's your turn. That was mine.
Oh.
The Tom Clark one.
All right. So, it's like the It's a Wonderful Life thing.
Right.
One life.
Yeah.
Maybe 16 wouldn't even be here now if it wasn't for Tom.
Oh, my gosh. It'd be called Bedford Falls. or Potterville.
Potterville.
That's it, yeah.
All right. So, In the 1920s, men had to wear swimsuits with tops and bottoms, and women were almost completely covered.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In the mid-1990s, women started wearing two-piece, and men no tops and Speedos with less coverage.
Hmm.
I'm not sure where this is going.
I don't know.
In the 2000s, men's swimwear got longer and more coverage, and women got less coverage. Some women's suits don't even have enough fabric to make a sock. And here's the whole point of this entire question. Are you ready? Why?
Why? Why is that?
You want to take this one? It was your question.
So he wants to know why we are like this.
But actually, I mean, I'm going to dispute some of that. You're right. Some swimwear barely is enough for a sock.
Yeah.
But then we have the tankinis, and I mean, the stuff that I wear has plenty of coverage.
Right.
So some of it's not that
skimpy. I'm always amazed by this, and we have two women here to answer this. If you go to any beach, women will wear hardly anything. And
careful.
I don't know why. Like, they're practically partially naked, but yet the women often say they don't want to be objectified, and why would they do that? My own daughter does that. I saw her go to the beach last summer, and I'm like, you're wearing that?
So we can get a nice tan.
So we can get a tan.
But is that really why, or is it some type of, I don't know why. Why do you want to be nearly naked on the beach? This seems to be the trend with thongs and everything. I'm just
saying. That's true.
I agree with you. Very odd.
It's weird to me, too. Especially if the men wear thongs, then
Luckily,
that's more European,
luckily,
beaches.
But I wonder why women want to do this. John, do you have any thoughts? You're not saying anything.
He's keeping quiet.
You've seen the beach scenes.
Oh, of course.
Well, why are they doing that?
I don't know the explanation.
I'm not saying I like it or don't like it. I'm just saying, why has it happened?
And here's the hard thing, John.
They would never walk to the office like that.
If you're a dad of daughters, like, that's something that it becomes more and more difficult as they get older. I won't say any more, but you're saying your daughter wears a bikini.
Yeah.
So do my daughters.
It seems like a lot of women like to flaunt what they got, but then they don't want the attention that they get from flaunting it. It's a contradiction. That's what I'm saying.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I think we'll stop there.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll have Nikki grab another question.
Cover up, ladies.
It is,
all right?
It is hard as a parent, I think.
It's hard as a parent.
Yeah, it's different like when it's other people's kids. When it's my kids, it's hard. So,
I'm 60 years old. I can't comment. That makes me a creeper.
So Vaughn says, enough about your enlarged prostate.
Oh.
Get real.
Oh.
Everyone has health issues.
Oh.
Grow up.
Oh.
Wow.
One of those.
Vaughn is
so
not empathetic.
Vaughn, I use my local media status to help others. My dad died of prostate cancer. I bring it up all the time to help other men like my dad who never got checked, who may be in ignorance, who are afraid to go to the doctor. They see a guy like me on TV. They say, oh, he can do it. He's a regular guy. I'll do it. So I'm saving lives, Vaughn.
Yeah. Preach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And I'm going to say it again now. If you're over 50, get checked. It kills, I think it's the second leading cause of cancer in men. Than anything. And they, men, you ladies know this. Mm-hmm. You get checked for everything.
Yes.
You get this thing squeezed, that thing probed, and guys, I ain't going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop it. Go to the doctor. Get checked. That's why I do this, okay?
Absolutely. And the thing is, we hear from folks out in the viewing area, when you say Dr. Jellyfingers, there's men of a certain age that laugh and think it's hilarious.
It's funny.
They love it.
Well, and it's just the reality is we try through our news is just to be us and real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a part of being real is that you go to the doctor. Yeah. We have things checked. We have things going on.
And I bring it up. I like to insert my personal life. It makes it more interesting. I try to connect with people. I have to go twice a year for that.
That's awful.
So every 6 months, there I am. It's coming up next month.
And a certain portion of the population can relate to having to get up several times in the night to go pee.
Exactly. Like it happens.
It happens.
Yeah. So it's very relatable.
And I think if you ladies say you're going for your mammogram, that'll influence others too. And you got to do that at least once a year, right?
I got a mammogram for the news.
Preach it, baby.
That's right.
A couple years ago. And that's people emailed me and said, I have been scared to get a mammogram. I saw you do it on TV and I made an appointment to do it. Several people did that.
See, so
that is awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And was it last year you talked all about your colonoscopy?
Right. Oh, yes.
I bet you people went and got...
I didn't put it on the news, but I talked about it.
You wanted to.
I had pictures I wanted to show, and you guys wouldn't let me.
Well, I think Joe determined you had the healthiest colon in all of northeastern Pennsylvania.
Pretty much.
That's what it was declared.
You really did want to share the pictures.
I did. They were great. And the doctor said he thought I was an A-plus colon.
A-plus colon?
Yeah. I'm very proud of that.
All right. Let's see how I'm going to tap dance around this one.
All right. Here we go.
All right. I noticed a previous WNEP employee is starting a podcast on another local station. That's not the question.
All right.
Okay. Do you make money doing your podcast? If so, how do you share it? This is from Don in Fell Township. So the station makes money from all the material that we do, but we're not independently compensated for individual things we do.
Right.
No.
A lot of people don't realize that. When you sign a contract to a TV station, we can't do anything using our name for profit for us. They own our name. If I wanted to go sell pierogies and said Joe's Famous Pierogies, I probably couldn't do that. They'd say...
Or if you did, they'd get the money from the pierogies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From
the so they own our our name and our
and
image.
And that's not just here. That's everyone in
television. That's everywhere. We sign contracts just for that reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you leave here, you can do
we can do
whatever,
what we want, right.
And get compensated and all that kind of stuff.
But, yes, but no, we're not
separately.
We do not get compensated
for
this
podcast.
Yeah, so I started this podcast 2018-19, and it was my creation, but it's for the station. They make money by you people listening, and we sell ads, but I get nothing.
So
it's
you
just
do extra work, but don't get compensated more. Is that
That's
how it works?
That's what I try to preach to my kids.
We better pick another one.
No, I preach that to my kids. Do more.
Do
Make
more.
Yourself different. You got to stand out.
So, True.
That's how you advance in a company.
It is.
There are
you,
limits. All right. This
That's
is
a long,
long
one,
Mindy.
I don't know if we can handle it.
Oh, I called an audible.
Does she have
I'll see if it's...
Yeah, John, give it a looking over. Oh,
isn't
my
it funny
goodness,
we don't like long ones?
I don't like long ones.
We have short attention spans. Well, remember the rule used
time.
To be, Mindy, no bird questions.
Yeah, we only have
no
few
French
minutes
No French-derived words and no long questions.
Oh, this one's lame. All right.
Just give it to
this
me.
This is from Mark and Dunmore.
Mark
Joe. Is gravity involved in aerodynamics?
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Well, of course it is. Lift from a plane's wing is always counteracted by gravity trying to pull it down. So gravity's involved in everything. Yes. John, was that a good question?
No.
You're not putting
See?
It back in?
I could tell it wasn't a good question. Your turn. How many minutes
And gravity is really just the deformation of time-space. It really doesn't exist as a force.
But well, you asked Sir Isaac Newton about that.
Yeah.
That's a great point you make, Mindy. All right, so here we go. Bob Forkham says, hey, guys, I was streaming WNEP2 at 12:30. And Rennie and Kurt are standing in the studio doing weather. How tall is Rennie? Or how short is Kurt? Thanks. Bob
wants
to know.
Did we have that one before or no?
Did we have this one?
Yeah, I think
Maybe
we had that one.
I think we had a Kurt question, but not a Rennie question. How tall is she? No
Rennie
heels,
is
flat.
5'10", almost 5'11", without heels.
Okay.
I don't know how tall Kurt is.
Yeah.
Well,
she
Kurt's...
does wear, I think she often wears heels when she's doing the news and standing there. So... that would probably make her quite a bit taller than Kurt. What do you think Kurt is?
Well, I was going to say, I'm almost 5'10". So Rennie's about as tall as me.
As tall as you. So
and Kurt's a little shorter than me. So he's probably 5'8".
And then she's in heels.
Yeah, so she's definitely taller than him. And with heels, it's going to look 3, 4, 5 inches taller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She's going to appear taller, yep.
But we already tore down that paradigm that a woman should not feel insecure being taller than a man.
That's right.
Why would that even exist? Stand tall, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Stand tall.
It's ridiculous.
Stand tall. Do we have time for another
2 minutes? Oh,
we've got 2 minutes.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time, Nikki.
Okay.
Nikki, would you marry a man who's shorter than you? Isn't that sad that the initial thought?
But luckily, Darren is taller than me.
I know, but it seems like that's the paradigm, and it's sad. Come on, ladies.
Pancakes, waffles, or French toast?
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, especially it's a good finisher.
Here we go.
Pancakes.
Yeah. Pancakes.
Ooh, I love them all.
I know.
You got to pick.
I got to pick?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going French toast.
I'm going to go waffles.
That's some variety.
Yeah.
Why do you guys like pancakes so much? French toast? It seems like you got bread, pancakes. You got eggs.
And I love a big breakfast. Do you love a big breakfast? Because you're not into...
I'm not a breakfast guy.
Ooh, I love a big breakfast.
If breakfast food was removed from the menu for the rest of my life, yeah. It's
not
all...
an omelet, home fries, hash browns.
Home fries are just altered French fries.
No, I like them really crispy. I always order them extra crispy. And I love Eggs Benedict. Oh, so good.
If we go out to breakfast, the choice is so hard because I want all of it.
I want all of it.
My problem is I want some sweet and some savory.
Yep.
So you have to order one and have your partner order the other.
Some sausage.
I hate that 10:30 time frame when you're transferring these fast food places from breakfast.
Challenge, yep. Especially for us on this shift.
Because I've often waited, bring on the burgers and french fries. Get rid of this breakfast junk.
Yes.
You guys don't, you prefer
like... No, I've had that where I'm leaving here and I'm not in the mood for breakfast because I've already worked an 8-hour shift.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want a burger.
Right. Give us a burger.
Burgers, baby.
That. Get your questions, brownbag at WNEP.com. We'll do it again
waffles.
Next week. French toast.
Pancakes.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.